At Riverside National Cemetery, an hour east of LA, hundreds of volunteers, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, community groups, and families are placing small American flags by gravesites. They're preparing for Veterans Day this Tuesday. For the active service members in the crowd, it's especially meaningful. Dedrick Brooks is a Marine based at Camp Pendleton in California.
It really shows that, you know, people are really invested in the military, past, present, and future. So it means a lot just to see people come out here and support these people that paved the way for us.
Most of the folks here have ties to the military, like Diane Burroughs, her two daughters, and their local church group.
Her husband.
Three of them, and my husband, their father, is a veteran.
And down the winding road at a nearby plot, Susie Slaughter has a flag for her father's grave.
It's right over here. It's number 278.
Her dad was a World War II veteran.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is very personal for me. I was trying not to get emotional today, but now I am. He had a rough time during World War II, and he never spoke about it very much. Pretty stoic individual.
She says she feels close to him out here. She's now standing in the middle of a sea of flags. Carlos Rebollo of Riverside doesn't come from a military background. He's just here to be part of this.
What I do is I read the names and, you know, the year they were born and the year they die. It's kind of emotional, you know, even though you don't know the person, you figure there's a human being under here that went to war.
He's with his wife and two children.
I brought my kids so they know what it's all about, and hopefully once they grow up, they'll show their kids too.
In just over an hour, the job is done. American flags placed beside some 170,000 gravesites.